The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, February 9, 2022. Ministers and representatives of higher education from Latin America, Asia, Africa, and Europe are attending the Forum on Sustainable Development as part of the 2022 University Congress. The Forum of Ministers and Authorities of Higher Education is being held in the face-to-face and video conference modalities and was inaugurated with a keynote address by José Ramón Saborido, Minister of Higher Education of Cuba. Representatives from Russia, China, Spain, Venezuela, Mexico, Gambia, the United Arab Emirates, and Spain are attending the event. A number of panels are being held at the forum, including one dedicated to policies of access and inclusion in higher education and the challenges of universities in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel and local scientists ratified that the COVID-19 infection forecasts are quite favorable for all provinces, so the epidemic remains under control. According to the presidency's official Twitter account, the meeting also assessed the encouraging outcomes of the clinical studies of Yuzvinza drug for treating rheumatoid arthritis, a disease that is currently affecting more than 136,000 Cubans. The new drug produced by the Cuban Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology has also shown high effectiveness in COVID-19 patients. Yuzvinza is the first therapeutic product in Cuba based on synthetic peptide. It could be used to treat rheumatoid arthritis, juvenile idiopathic arthritis, which affects children, and sepsis, specifically community-acquired pneumonia, which leads to the recovery of COVID-19 people. The Italian Agency for Development Cooperation finances, with 2.5 million euros, a project which today favors crops in four of the 13 municipalities of the western Cuban province of Matanzas, an official source confirmed here. According to Edelvio Hidalgo, head of science, innovation, and development of the provincial branch of the Ministry of Agriculture, this program will strengthen the agri-food chains of pineapple and avocado at the local level in the aforementioned municipalities with the aim of satisfying the demands of the Matanzas population. The specialist explained that this work began in 2017 and initially had a commercial nature since the objectives were to extract avocado oil for manufacturing cosmetics and to produce pineapple juice for the tourism sector. With the arrival of COVID-19, he added, the project took on new scope and currently it is intended to produce fresh fruits for the state industry. And in the international agenda, we have that the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration began imposing port restrictions on Mexican vessels that practice what it considers illegal fishing in its waters. Specialists and executives warn that if these practices increase, the problem might grow and escalate to more limitations, such as trade retaliation under the Mexico, United States, and Canada Treaty, and even an embargo on Mexican fish products. The Mexican Undersecretary of Foreign Trade of the Ministry of Economy, Luz María de la Mora, clarified that the problem is with small boats operating in the Gulf, related to laws on who can fish in international waters, territorial waters, or economic zones. Mexican authorities expect, she said, that authorities and fishing communities in the Gulf can understand each other to make it clear how far their boats can go to avoid these situations. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Felix Plasencia on Tuesday reiterated Venezuela's rejection of the accusations made by President Iván Duque regarding the presence of armed groups from Colombia in Venezuelan territory. In a series of messages published on Twitter, the foreign minister affirmed that the Colombian government is trying to spread its false positives around the world, one of the specialties of the government chaos after the production and the trafficking of drugs, he asserted. Plasencia affirmed that the Colombian president is lying when he tries to blame Venezuela for the deaths of signatories of the peace agreements, which his government has boycotted since the beginning, killing more than 1,000 social leaders, activists, and former FARC combatants in the last year. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.